Well, open banking kicks in today. It's designed to make banking, and more importantly, shifting between banks in search of a better deal, effortless and easy. So what does it mean for you? Well, bank customers can now request that their bank share their personal information and transaction data with another bank or with a financial products comparison service. But is it, as it's supposed to be, a big win for consumers? And how do we know that the data being transferred will be safe? Our business reporter David Taylor has been investigating.
Well, it's the 1st of July today, so open banking begins. It's designed to make banking easier for consumers, better for consumers. The question is, do people even know about it yet? We decided to ask. Do you know about open banking? Have you heard of open banking?
What do you mean by the term? Is it a general term?
No, I haven't heard of open banking, no.
No, I haven't either.
Very, very briefly, have you heard of open banking?
No.
Look, it doesn't surprise me that most people on the street are not familiar with open banking, and I don't have any concerns about this at this early stage.
That's ACCC Commissioner Sarah Court. The consumer watchdog is launching a legal change called the Consumer Data Right. It's what makes a more open banking system possible.
And we're really focused now on a reasonably gentle start to open banking.
The amendment to the Competition and Consumer Act has been years in the making. It's paved the way for banks to share customers' personal and transaction data with other banks and financial services providers on request, and it aims to give bank customers more choice, as Sarah Court explains.
And come sort of October, November, we enter phase two of open banking, which is when mortgages and joint accounts, personal loans are all coming online.
Okay, I've decided that I'd like to change my credit card provider. In the past, I've had to go through a lot of cumbersome paperwork and phone calls with another bank, and have had to transfer all of my personal information and my transaction data to prove that I'm creditworthy and I can get over the line. From today, what do I need to do?
As more and more fintechs come online, if you want to go and change your credit card provider, what you will do is choose a fintech or a data recipient that offers that service that says, hey, we're advertising, come to us and we will be able to provide you, based on your data, with the best offers available to you.
How can consumers be confident that when their data is transferred to a fintech that the advice they're given at that point will be the best advice?
Look, consumers will, of course, always have to remain vigilant about the advice and information they're receiving.
Drew McRae is a policy and advocacy officer at the Financial Rights Legal Centre. He's confident the ACCC's accredited financial services providers will do their job well. It's dodgy financial providers, he warns, will cause problems for customers.
There's a potential hole where you can ask for your own data directly from the bank, and you could potentially be handing that to a non-accredited party. Now, that could be because they've asked you to do it, or you've just given it to them because you thought you could trust them. If you were to do that, then you've got a problem in the sense that there's none of the protections under the CDR system available to you in that. We expect it to happen with potentially payday lenders or any other debt management firms.
And of course, giving permission for your very personal data to travel through cyberspace involves a level of trust, because no system is foolproof.
I also have concerns about information sharing and privacy and, yeah.
What would help you to feel more secure about your information?
I don't think anything could really, because even with the most secure, things seem to go wrong.
I'm not 100% confident, no.
What would help you be more confident?
Oh, I don't know. Some sort of assurance, I suppose, would be helpful.
The ACCC has this reassurance for bank customers.
We've had cybersecurity checks done. We're working closely with the banks. And the other important thing about the consumer data right regime is there are very significant penalties that are built into the legislation that can apply if there are any data breaches.
The Consumer Data Right is now being rolled out in the financial services sector. If successful, the government says the energy sector will follow, followed by telecommunications.
David Taylor with that report.